Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disability Advocast. I'm your host, Bryce Coey, and this is a podcast about advocacy. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pioneer Podcast. I think that's what I'm calling it. And so today we've got Lacey Derrickson, which on a Derrickson? Hmm? Sorry, Derrickson.
Either way, I answer to.
All right, there you go. And audio. Okay, never mind. There we go. I'll edit that part out. But yeah, so Lacey.
Yes.
She was here before, and turns out the audio for that podcast messed up. So here we are again.
It's not very often you get a take two.
That's right. But, you know, it was fun last time.
It was. Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, just tell us what you do.
Okay. Here. So I am the community outreach director here at Pioneer, and that covers a little bit of everything. We do obviously all the social media and public relations, but we also do employment, and we lead that advocacy movement with you guys. So a little bit of everything. I've got Trish and Lori who work very closely with me, and they are community inclusion and community connections.
Oh, fun.
So between the three of us, we have outreach, inclusion, and connections all covered. So we work really hard to do that.
So what I'm hearing is you guys do everything.
Well.
Or at least a lot.
It seems like a lot. Mm-hmm. But yes, we try to cover all the bases. We'll say that.
Cool. Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's a lot of out and about. It's very people-y.
Yeah.
We're out a lot. I think we did 100 events last year, last calendar year, and we're on pace to do that again. So that's good. I feel like that's the best way to kind of get the message out there, is just to be present and be in the community. We're lucky to be from such a small and tight-knit community that when we are out, we do feel like we're seen and embraced by the community. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. So we just try to do that as much as we can. We try to do a lot of volunteering. I feel like if we're going to ask people to support us, we've got to support them as well. So we do try to do a lot of volunteering with different organizations and pay that back when people support us. So that's fun. That gives us something to do and, you know, be out and about and have people see us. So
yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I've been to a lot of the events at this point, and they've all been really fun.
Well, we do try. Mm-hmm. I think our hardest part is we tend to fall into this is what we have always done. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to take on anything new. So we're trying to find different things that you guys want to do and that would be enticing to you guys for us to be able to pull off, honestly. So we're always looking for that input. I think last year we sent out a survey and we got a lot of input from that. So anything new that we do, we do try to listen and do that every year and hopefully get feedback. And if you guys don't like something, you know, we won't do it.
Well, if I can think of anything like new or something, I'll let you guys know. But I don't know. I'm just along for the ride most of the time.
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm down to do whatever, but I'm not good with coming up with the things.
Yeah, I know. I always feel like it's easier to pull something off that was somebody else's idea. So
it's like I will help with anything.
Yes,
but
yes,
you come up with the first idea, and I'll help with that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, you're coming next week to one of our next things, which is the downtown walkthrough. So that's really exciting.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
I'm really excited that they ask us to come. So we're going to be looking at places where they may be able to designate some like accessible van and bus unloading, and dedicate that. Because right now the handicap parking, you cannot always really use it if you've got, if you're trying to unload a wheelchair out of some of those spots, they're very narrow or not able to do that. So
if someone parks right in those,
Right
in the little blinds beside it. And
exactly. Like, so I'm glad that the city's realizing that and is open to that. So we're going to go down and try out a couple of potential areas that they thought might work, and we'll give them that feedback. So that'll be super fun.
That'll be nice.
And then we were lucky enough to have two businesses want us to come in and do walkthroughs and just let them know, like, hey, are your racks too close together? Do you have a ramp that we can access? What's your bathroom situation look like? Could we access that if we needed to? And it's not to tell them anything they're doing wrong, per se. It's just a matter of, I think you don't always think about things that may not be the best for other people when it's not something that impacts you every day.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like they're intentionally doing anything.
No.
It's just that, you know, it's like, you don't think about it.
It doesn't cross your mind.
And I'll be honest, since becoming an advocate, I've thought about this stuff more. Like before, I was just living life. I didn't think about like, you know, like say like there's a place where I go in that's like, oh, the restroom's a little tricky. I'm like, I just move on with my day.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, you know what? No, I should do something about this because it's not just me.
Right.
If I have a problem.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'll move on from it, whatever. But like, it's affecting other people. I should do something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you have a great voice to do that. And so that's going to be super fun. I'm really excited about that. Hopefully more businesses will get on board once we kind of show them what it is that we're trying to do. I think a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want you to come in and tell me that, you know, I need to make all these changes to my business or anything like that. So hopefully we'll get some more businesses come on and want us to come in. And that just goes right along with, you know, the big push to get these universal changing stations and things like that. So, hopefully that'll open up some conversations, about that. We've got 7 coming.
Wow.
In addition to the one that's already installed at the fairgrounds. So that'll be, 8 total.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good start. It's much better than where we were, but just like I said about, you know, you don't think about something unless it's something you face every day. And mm-hmm. what I've been telling these businesses is we realized during Advocacy Day mm-hmm. that we don't have a universal changing station here in our building.
Oh, wow. We don't, huh?
We do not. And so we had a program call and say, I'm just not going to bring this one individual because I'm not going to have a place to change her. And we thought, oh, my goodness, like, this is us. Like,
we are the ones that
we as the county board this. Overlooked this. And so, like, that's what I want businesses and people to understand is like, we do it too,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, we're not trying to like point the finger and like be all mean about it, but you know,
like we can improve every day too.
Yeah,
and
you know,
so
it's a journey and we're all on it, man. We're just trying to make it good for everybody.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. we're going to fix it. We've got one on order, so we're going to have mm-hmm. one soon.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good. But you know, I think that helps, that comforts people a little bit as far as that goes. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So, if you're allowed to disclose, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Absolutely. Places? So, like I said, we already have one installed at the Ross County Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And we did those temporary ones last year and those worked well. So now we've got a permanent fixture there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put one here in our office, of course. The Ross County YMCA is getting one. OUC Shoemaker Center is getting 2.
Oh, wow.
Mighty Children's Museum is getting 1, and then they have 1 on hold. They just got some of that Appalachian grant money, and mm-hmm. so they're going to renovate their 3rd floor. So we've ordered 1 for their renovation. We're just going to hold on to it until they're ready for that. So they will ultimately have 2. The Paint Stadium, VA Memorial Stadium, right. And I know you're excited about that.
Okay. Yep. That's a... You know, I don't go there all that often, but when I do, like, it's a good time. But yeah, I know that that's a place where
it's a place that people go a lot mm-hmm. and that it'll be utilized a lot. And they mm-hmm. were really excited about it. So they're going to be getting 1. I know I'm leaving somebody out. I just can't think of it.
Let's see. I know we've talked about this before.
We have. Now, I will say that we do still have a couple site visits to do. So we have done a couple of downtown businesses. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it work. As you know, with those historical buildings.
Yeah, historical buildings.
The bathrooms are very small
mm-hmm.
and you really can't do a lot of renovation on a historic building without, you know, a lot of hoops to jump through.
Which, I mean, I kind of get that, you know, but.
For sure. So we've got some more downtown spaces we're going to look at
mm-hmm.
And see if we can't make that work. But I know Lori mentioned that the public library is going to be getting 1.
Oh,
and that's separate from our grant funding that we got. They got their own.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's really awesome. So they'll be getting 1 there, which kind of covers that southern end of Paint Street.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good. But we would still like to get something a little closer to the park. So we'll see. What we can get there. And I know that we do want to talk to the bowling alley as well, because I know that's somewhere that our individuals go a lot and mm-hmm. it would be used a lot. And that's what we're trying to do, is get it where, you know, people can use it.
Mm-hmm.
So we want them to be used, not just fixtures on the walls.
Agreed.
So.
Yeah, get them in places where people go.
Exactly.
Which reminds me that I have not been bowling in a long time. I need to go bowling.
You need to go bowling.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to do that.
We will. Yes.
You could probably go with Connect.
Good.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
okay. Or we'll all just go because.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Either way, I'm down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, usually, well, honestly, I just go to dinner and theater mm-hmm. is what I usually go to.
Yeah.
Movie theater over there and somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went to, I was talking to Hunter just about, you know, speaking of accessibility and stuff.
Yeah.
Texas Roadhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. So if we get there and get a table one time, it's okay. But if I get a booth, it's like really tall. And it's
oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a good one. Maybe we can go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just got a gift card from Hunter and them for my birthday.
Perfect. Yeah, so well, there
just,
you
so
go.
So I just went and it was like, great, you got a table and it was good, but I'm thinking about it. I'm like,
Yeah.
These
maybe we can invite them to have us in.
Yes.
That'd be perfect. Uh-huh. And then we could maybe do a lunch with friends event there.
Ooh. Lunch with friends, cool.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I like that plan.
Oh, I'm hungry.
I know.
Yeah.
It's our afternoon snack time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's either afternoon snack or nap or one followed by the
or
other.
Both, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I know we talked about it last time, one of your favorite hobbies is slumbering.
Slumbering. I like to slumber and eat snacks and watch TV. Like, that's a fantastic day.
Yes. Yes.
Because like I said, so much of what we do is it's out in the public. It's with people. There's mm-hmm. always a lot of people around. There's always a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, for me, it's like when there's nothing going on, that mm-hmm. is something that I definitely need to recharge. So.
Yes, I get you. I feel like I'm like right on the border between an introvert and extrovert kind of because mm-hmm. like I am like I'm not like well maybe I am I don't know but I don't think I'm awkward or like
no.
I don't you know I don't mind talking to people for sure
yeah
but like when I'm done I'm like okay closed
yes.
off like sit in a room alone
yeah
with my headphones on watching videos yeah
that's
everybody
a great
leave
word.
Me alone when I'm done
yeah exactly. Yeah. Recharge. Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready for the next thing.
So what shows have you been watching lately?
Well, let's see. What did I just finish? I just finished Good Girls on Netflix.
Nice.
It was good. You should watch it. It's funny.
Okay.
It's like a drama comedy, but it's funny.
I liked
that a lot. It had a good plot. Mm-hmm. What else? I mean, I'm one of those people that watches... I have comfort shows.
Yes, I feel that.
So I watch them over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So like I watch Sons of Anarchy, Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
And that's a long one. That takes a long time to rewatch, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, things like that I'll watch over and over again. And I tend to do that because you don't have to pay as much attention to them.
Yeah. I am like that with a few shows. Avatar The Last Airbender, I don't know if you've seen that one.
I haven't seen that one.
You should watch it.
Okay.
Not the Netflix. I mean, you can watch that. But
yeah.
Like the original cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, and you've got kids too, don't you?
I do.
They will love it too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's
an
adult, like it's, how do I put it? It's for kids, but like subtly for adults.
Got you. Like too. Disney movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they've got like, they talk about a lot of serious topics.
Yeah.
But like. They do it in a digestible way. And
oh,
I like,
cool.
I was a fan of it when I was like, you know, however old I was when it came out, 2005.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, okay, I get the adult stuff.
Nostalgic, yeah.
Yeah. And
it's like watching something new all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, yeah, I watch that all the time.
Oh, that's my list.
Seen it like a billion times. I can tell you everything about it, but but I'll stop there because I don't want to go on that forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I really like BoJack Horseman. Now that one, not for kids. That one's pretty bad.
See, that's my thing is like I have to watch like my kids have shows that they watch a lot. And so typically mm-hmm. we're watching what they watch, which I have older kids. So like they like,
bad.
You know, Young Sheldon and Big Bang Theory and things like
oh,
that that they watch. Yeah. So it's not bad. I'm not in like the Disney and Nickelodeon era anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we can like watch more similar things. But like a lot of my shows are not kid friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I usually have to wait until they're not around or
so,
they're busy.
Yeah. So like I was saying, I told you this last time. I think I don't have kids, but I've got a niece.
Yes.
She's 12.
Yes. Mine are 11 and 13, so they're all right there.
12. I'm terrible with ages and remembering anything. But she's been on a real Dance Moms kick.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta be honest, I hate it.
Are there still episodes of that, or is that like...
I think she's behind.
I was gonna say, like watching it from before.
Yeah, but I'm just like, oh man, it's terrible.
You got to introduce her to some better stuff.
I'm trying. I'll try. But it's just, I mean, and honestly, like, I mean, okay, it is entertaining, but it's like watching a train wreck. Everything is like, everyone's awful.
Mm-hmm. Can't look away though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's so good TV. It's good drama.
Yeah, so I get the appeal. I'm just like, wow, like, yeah, like this is not a, like, yeah, they're like wanting to kill each other over a dance.
Yeah,
relax.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. Of course, I'm a real calm, non-confrontational person. I don't want to fight with anybody.
Yes.
So
hard for me to watch confrontation even on TV because I'm like non-confrontational like that.
You're, so something like, nope, I don't want a part of this.
It's a little stressful.
Yeah.
And we don't need any more stress in our lives.
No, we don't.
That's what I say.
No. Relaxed. That's how I like it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Same.
But let's see. What else? Yep. Let me just get my list out here. What made you start here? Like, how did you get here?
So interestingly enough, when my twins had developmental delays when they were young. And so I was looking at preschool options for them at the time they were coming up to preschool age. And, while I was researching the school, I came upon a job posting at the school, an administrative job. And I was like, you know, that might be good for me, have the same schedule as my kids. And, you know, I was doing corporate marketing at the time.
That was fun.
It's a lot of fun. I loved it. But it's long hours, long days, and it's unpredictable. So you never know when somebody's going to call you at 8 o'clock at night and say, hey, I got a really good deal on some ad space, but they need it by midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So you never knew when that was going to happen. And I had little kids. And so I was just kind of looking for a change of pace. And so I applied for it, not thinking I would get it. I had no experience in the field, of course. And they ended up hiring me on, and then, I just went through a few different positions at the school and then ended up over here, which, you know, my degree's in communications. And so, when this job became available, I thought, hey, that's my field. That's where I've always been. But then I get to stay in this field that I've come to love. And so it just all kind of serendipitous the way it worked out. Yeah.
That's nice. I think my degree, I don't know if it's like technically like labeled as communications, but like it's essentially, you know.
Essentially that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good with all this tech stuff though. See, when I was in college 20 years ago.
What you don't know is I had George set this up for me.
Don't give George any more credit.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I did this.
Yes. Totally you.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when I was in college 20 years ago, what we learned from a communication standpoint was very much print media, you know, billboards, newspaper, advertising, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
This social media and podcasts and those kinds of things didn't exist. So even though I have a background in that corporate and nonprofit marketing, this is very different because this is something that didn't exist when I was coming up or even when I had my old marketing jobs. So it has been a little bit of a learning experience. We're working on it.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. We learn.
We learn.
We learn every day.
I mean, and I kind of know what I'm doing, but like, you know. But like you said, we'll figure it out.
Well, and like I said, I think because we come from such a small, tight-knit community, and within that, we have our own little community, like we all really lend to each other and we work together, and like what you know and I don't know, we trade back and forth. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's awesome about, you know, our community, our greater community, but then also our little tiny community here at the county board is, we're good at that.
Speaking of just something I thought about, and I'll edit this out probably. Hunter said dim in the last podcast. Is that okay?
I'm sure it is.
Okay, I'm like, I don't know. Like, this is for this place.
I'm sure it's fine.
Okay, great. And I'm like, I try not to do it. Like, I'm not dropping any F-bombs.
No, but, no. You know. We'll just mark it, like, on there or whatever. I think we just have to, but yeah.
Mild language?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all adults. You can say what you want.
That's what I figure. I'm like, we're all adults. I'm like, I don't think we got to worry about it too much. Or it's not too, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm just like, I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm going to ask this.
I'm sure it's fine.
Okay, great.
I think he said a couple. Did you go to the awards ceremony where he spoke? He had a couple at that.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, but I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, okay,
good. It's Hunter.
Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't done it yet.
Me too.
Oh, well. It'll slip out one of these days.
It will. Yeah. And it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What else?
You know, we've been going for 20 minutes. I don't know.
What?
Right? Yeah, it's funny.
We're talky, me and you.
We are.
But then we're going to go home and crash, right?
Exactly. I'm going to go home. I'm going to sleep for like several hours.
We're slumbering after this.
Yeah. I wonder, so do you have when it goes from a nap to a slumber, how long is that, you think?
I mean, I don't take, what I say is a nap. I don't take naps because that's not enough. So like a slumber is like 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. I don't take naps. I slumber then.
Yes.
Because, no, I don't take like half hours.
Yeah, no, that will make me feel worse.
I tell you. So this morning we had our Coffee with the Crusaders meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And it was from 9:30 to 10:30-ish.
Yes. I think.
And so, and I didn't have to be here till 1. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back to sleep. Woke up. I felt terrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because
it wasn't long enough.
I had to be here at 1.
Yeah.
And so I had to get up at like 12:30.
Yeah.
Like, what, 15 minutes from here?
Yeah.
Get ready. I was like, oh, I can't do this.
See?
Yeah.
We're slumbers.
We're slumbers.
Not nappers.
We can't be short.
See, my husband could take like 10 minutes and be so refreshed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's not it.
Although, I'll be honest, even after the 4 hours, I'm like, I could do more. I feel like I've got something wrong with me probably.
No way.
If I kill over one of these days, then
no.
It was nice.
Slumbering's the best. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of it when you can.
Yeah. Oh, well. But, yeah, it was, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Awesome. You too. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Disability Effort, hosted by me, Bryce Cove. Production and editing assistance by George Myers. Music by Maddie Myers. Cover art by Lacey Garrison. The Disability Advocast is a production of the Ross County Board of AD, also known as the Pioneer Center. Happy Right 2024.